A train safety video has got 12 and a half million hits on YouTube. 12 and a half million hits for a train safety video. And it was written by Ollie, the keyboard player for the Cat Empire. Check that out. That's his music right there. And the very sweet lyrics, which are oddly creepy if you actually listen to them, were sung by Emily from Triple J Unearthed band Tin Pan Orange. Hey there, Emily. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm okay. I haven't got someone, 12 and a half million people looking at a video with me singing on it.
How did it happen? I don't know. How? Why? How? Who?
Is it because...
Who are
these people? If you've watched it, let us know. 1-300-055-36. 12 and a half million people I want to call in right now. Is it like what? Looking at it, it's the cartoons that are just so creepy. Every line that you sing about a different way to die has a little blobby little cartoon
little
character.
Blobby one, and then they dance together. They do a dance routine. I love them. They're just so awesome. I love the one who sells his kidneys. He does the best dance
because he sells both his kidneys and then continues to dance, missing the two kidneys.
Totally.
Is he your favorite one?
My favorite. Yes.
Okay, I do like there are some very funny ones. I mean, the rattlesnake as a pet is a lovely one, and of course there's the serious the serious lines at the end, which is actually the train safety stuff. Stand on the edge of the train station platform. Drive around the boom, gets at a level. Which is the only point when you realise it's actually an ad for train safety. Which is actually
I know because why would anyone watch a train safety ad unless it was disguised in some kind of, you know, dark humor, funny jingle kind of cartoon thing. And so I think it's a really very clever ad, really.
And it helps that, you know, Ollie from the Cat Empire wrote the tune and you're singing on it. And you had to keep it secret? I noticed on the Tin Pan Orange Facebook page, you've only just revealed that it was you guys doing it.
Yeah, well, I guess, I don't know. It was an interesting process. I mean, I don't usually do sort of, advertising work, but, Ollie and I are old friends and we've done lots of creative stuff together in the past, and he just called me and he told me he had this session work for me to sing this song, and I was like, sure, you know, I got bills to pay. So I did the session, and then, I mean, neither of us really thought it was going to go crazy like this, and I did it also because whatever, I thought it was a good message, you know, and and it was a cute song, and I thought it was cool, but I didn't particularly want to, like, you know, put my name to it, because I guess, you know, advertising isn't, you know, really what I'm kind of singing about usually. And then when it sort of went so viral, I was like, you know what? If this can help people get behind, you know, all the other work that I've done.
Well, exactly. Tin Pan Orange, you know, have an album and stuff, and you're playing gigs and stuff and doing all that kind of business. In fact, your album came out in September and you're playing this Mullum Festival on the weekend.
That's right.
Have you considered and chatted with your bandmates now that this video has gone everywhere on the front page of YouTube that you may have to throw Dumb Ways to Die into your live shows?
I don't know if we'll get there. I don't know if we'll maybe. Who knows? Just come to the festival, and we might even just do it. Even like, you know, a 30-second little hint of it.
I saw a photo of you guys. Does Harry from Cat Empire, is he in your band as well? I saw a photo of
him.
So you've got
he's my husband.
Oh, Harry from Cat Empire is your husband?
Yeah, he's my husband, the father of my baby.
Well, he can probably play it. It sounds like it's got four chords in it.
Totally. He could do the horn section.
The trumpet solo from Harry, that would be amazing.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, well, maybe, who knows? Maybe we will.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, now that embarrassment over, because I didn't know that.
Don't worry, no one does. I always embarrass people. It's like a ta-da moment.
Revealed that. Well, thanks heaps for chatting to us. And I guess congratulations that something that you chucked your voice on and is very cute and very cool has like 12 and a half million views on it.
I know. It's pretty cool. Thank you. Just be safe around trains, everybody.
I will. I promise you, even perhaps as a result of that video, I will on Triple J, here is Tin Pan Orange, the other thing that Emily does when she's not doing crazy viral videos. This is Barcelona on Triple J. Have fun at the Mullum Festival on the weekend, Emily.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.